This is BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time for Marketplace Saturday with Rick Gentry. Now, here's Rick.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick Gentry with Marketplace Saturday, and I appreciate everybody listening today. This is where business people come to grow, and we have incredible information with business people each Saturday from 9 a.m. till midnight. So thank you for tuning in to Marketplace Saturday. If you'd like to host your own show, please call me at 214-918-8707 or email me at rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. My special guest today is all the way from Rockwall, Texas. He's a very famous guy. He's a great golfer, but even a better businessman. And I've known Steve for about 20 years. And so I want to introduce my good friend, Steve Engel. Steve, how you doing today?
How you doing? Great today, Rick. Thanks for having me on the BPN Radio Network today.
Well, you're very welcome, Steve. And I know that... you've been extremely successful in many things, so I just want to talk with you today, and thanks for being on our program. So let's go back in the days when I was coaching high school football, I believe is when we met there in Cedar Hill, Texas. A lot of good football players have come out of Cedar Hill, Texas. But I remember you were, I believe, working for Ford at that time. In sales, tell me about that journey.
Well, that was my first experience in the car business. I was in the finance business prior to that, and I saw on the highway on 35 that Doug Stanley Ford was putting in a brand new fancy dealership there on 35, putting in a brand new building. And I thought, you know, I've always wanted to be in the car business. I wonder if he would need any help in the finance end of it, if I could get into the finance office of helping people get cars. So I stopped in there and talked with Mr. Stanley and told him, I said, Mr. Stanley, I've never been in the car business, but I'd sure like to get started in it. I said, I don't know if you could use a person like me with my skills, but I'm in the finance end of banking. And didn't know if you need any new finance people for your dealership or not, but I'd like to talk with you about it.
Right.
And he said, sure. He said, I'd love to do that. He says, you know, we're opening up this new place. And he says, I'm going to need some finance people. So, yeah, I'd like for you to come and start with us. And so I remember the first day that I started, I went up to Mr. Stanley, and we were still working on the building. And I told him, I said, Mr. Stanley, I've never sold a car before. I have no idea what the person goes through to buy a car with a salesperson before they ever get them into the finance office. I said, could I go out on the sales floor and talk to some customers and maybe try to sell a car or two and see what it's like? And he said, well, Steve, if you want to go out there and try to sell a car, go ahead. Go try to sell a car. And I said, okay.
Right.
And my first week there, I sold 7 cars.
Oh, wow.
I sold a car a day. And then he asked me, he said, Steve, you do really well on the sales floor. He says, are you sure you want to go back into the finance area? He says, you're doing really well. And I said, well, I'm enjoying this. I said, let me go ahead and try it. And so I ended up selling cars there at Doug Stanley Ford. My first year in the car business, I sold 364.
That's
amazing. Mr. Stanley said, well, he says, I think you found what you enjoy doing. My second year, I was there 6 months, and I had sold about 280. And Mr. Stanley told me, he said, you know, he says, you need to help all these other salesmen do what you do. You need to teach them how to sell cars. And so then he put me in the management department of selling cars, and I'd have to go in and close everybody's sale or have to try to get the people to buy the cars that the salesmen were having trouble with that. They couldn't get them to close, and so I'd go in and I would help them close the deal. And that went on for a year or so, and I enjoyed it. It was okay, but I didn't have nearly as much fun as when I was selling the cars on my own.
Right.
I made all kinds of records. I was salesman of the month almost every single month. It was pretty embarrassing with some of the guys, because every time they did awards, it was I would get the awards, or I would get the TV, or I would get, you know, I got a new demo every 5,000 miles. And Mr. Stanley says, go pick out anything you want out there on the drive to drive. And he always wanted me in like the nicest truck or the nicest car. And I would drive that for 5,000 miles. And if I sold it, I'd get another one. And if I didn't, we'd put it in the sales fleet and we'd try to sell them. Mm-hmm. But selling cars was interesting. And, it was something I'd never done before, but I did enjoy it.
Right. Well, I appreciate you being on today, Steve. And, I want to just remind everybody that this is Marketplace Saturday here on bpnradio.com. And if you would like to host a show or maybe just let us promote your business, please contact me, Rick Gentry, at 214-918-8707. Steve, so what year was that you stopped selling cars?
I believe it was about 09. I think it was either 08 or 09 when I stopped selling cars. And I actually had a gentleman that I had sold about three cars to. He talked with me about getting into the personnel business. And I told him, I said, well, I don't know anything about the personnel business, but he had a gentleman contact me who had a personnel company in the area who was looking to hire someone who could actually buy into it to run it. I talked with Gina, my wife, and we thought, well, this might be a good way for us to get something on our own, a business that we could grow on our own and help people find a way to get a job. And so after we prayed about it, I met with the guys that were selling it, and we actually bought into the franchise. And I ran that business for about 15 years, and we put a lot of people to work. We were a pretty large employer in our area. We worked with a number of companies, and when they would have temporary needs or when they had full-time needs, we would be able to staff their business with the people that they could use, and did that for many years. And right. Basically that opened the door for other opportunities for Gina and I to start another business, which we've been in now for the past 13 years, transporting cars for auctions and for dealerships. And it's been a real interesting business, and we've been able to grow it, and our reputation has become very good in that business. But when you're moving hundreds of cars a week, it can be a little tiring and a little worrisome.
Yes.
But we start every morning with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you that, you know, God's good and His grace is sufficient. But I tell you, you've got to start your day each and every day with prayer. You have to. And Gina and I have done that for years. And, you know, when I was in the car business selling cars at Doug Stanley Ford, you know, I think God helped me be successful in that. And where other salesmen on rainy days and cold days would be inside the store, I would find a place outside next to the curb, and I would stand out there with my raincoat on or with my warm jacket on, and I would wait for people to come up onto the lot. And I mean, if you come up on a rainy day or a cold day to look at cars, you're probably serious about buying them.
Right.
And I would pray every morning that God would put me in the right place at the right time to meet the right people. Mm-hmm. And He blessed me that way. And if I had a bad week or a bad day at selling cars or wherever. I remember one week, it was a very slow week at the dealership, and I had only sold maybe three or four cars that week. And I told Laura, I said, you know what? When I get paid, I'm going to give every penny of this check at the church. I said, I'm going to do that because I said, I know that you have something better for me. And that's exactly what I did. When I got paid, I took that whole check, put it in the offering plate. And the next week was a completely different week. But, I mean, we were blessed that way. Mm-hmm. I knew God had great plans for us, and we start every day with prayer. And, Rick, I recommend that for any business person, anyone that's in business for themselves or working for someone else. It doesn't take any time to do that, but we pray every morning.
Right. Ruth and I do the same thing, Steve. That's great counsel, because there was many years in our marriage that we didn't do that. And it does make an incredible difference. Steve, we're going to take just a small commercial break here. So we'll be back with all of our folks here in a moment. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio, and my special guest today is Steve. You're listening to BPNRadio.com, and this is Rick Gentry with my special guest, Steve Engel, today. And we're getting some great business tips, and I know that's why we have so many people listening to our programs, and we're pretty excited about the future. We've only been going a few weeks here on BPNRadio.com for Marketplace Saturday, but we've had great reviews. And a lot of people saying, you know, just we appreciate the practicality of what you guys are doing, and having so many different people on that that have so much wisdom, because it's just life lessons that they're sharing with us. So, Steve, give us just a couple of things that you feel help make you so successful. Let's start with the car business, because I know a lot of people that have failed in the car business. And of course, I know you and a few others, it's been so successful, but maybe just talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, the one thing that I always was in the car business was just myself. I was never high pressured. You know, a lot of times in the car business, they want you to do it a certain way. They want you to approach the person a certain way, but I always kind of approach the person as a friend and kind of let them know some important things about the vehicle they're looking at. Try to find out, you know, what they're interested in a car. What are their needs? What makes that particular car excited to them?
Mm-hmm.
And so I would try to find that out and always just be myself. Never high pressure, never any of that. I think that helped a lot. I had many, many families that would send their family members to me to buy cars because they just liked the way that I handled them. I treated them all as a friend. I mean, if there was something I could do for them, that's what I was there to do. I was there to help them. I think that's one thing that helped me be successful in the car business is I didn't change. I was still the same Steve from day one. You know, I started working when I was 11 years old. I went with my mom to the Menards grocery store and told her, I said, hey, Mom, I'm going to go down to the corner ice cream parlor and get me an ice cream. And I was 11, but this was back, you know, many, many years ago. You could walk down, you know, kids at 11 could walk anywhere they wanted to. And I went down there and I met the guy who was behind the counter, Vernon Turner. And he was talking to me, and I was telling him what kind of ice cream I want. And I told him, I said, Mr. Turner, I said, I sure would enjoy a job here dipping ice cream one day. And he said, you know, he says, I've got a job opening right now. he said, would you be interested in working here at the ice cream parlor? And I said, oh, I'd love that. Well, I remember my mom came walking down the ice cream parlor looking for me. She couldn't find me. And there I was behind the counter with an apron on, dipping ice cream. And she said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I got a job. And she said, you got a job? And I said, yeah, I got a job. I'm dipping ice cream. And I think I was making about 70 cents an hour. I believe it was about 70 cents an hour. And I was so excited. They had the greatest setup there at the ice cream parlor. They paid me, and they said that I could eat all the ice cream that I wanted for free.
Wow. Wow. Great job.
Well, let me tell you, after about 2 days of ice cream, you'll never eat ice cream again.
Right. Right.
Oh, my gosh. It was a lot of fun working at the ice cream parlor. And from there, I went to the Payless shoe store.
Mm-hmm.
And then went and got a job at the Zales jewelry store cleaning silver. Mm. And that was an interesting job. And I did that when I was 15 years old. I went in and I actually talked to Harold Shackman, who was the oldest employee at the time that had been with Zales jewelry the longest. And I told him, I said, I'd love to work in the jewelry store. And he goes, well, let's give it a try. And he let me clean the silver. And I remember one Saturday morning, I was getting ready to go to work, and I was 15 years old. And I went and I put on a suit. And my mom, she stopped me. She said, Steve, she says, why are you putting on a suit to go clean silver? And I said, well, I want to become a jewelry salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, but you're paid to clean the silver. I said, I know, Mom, but I really want to be a jewelry salesman. And I think if they see me in a suit, they'll let me sell jewelry. And she said, well, why don't you just do the best job you can cleaning that silver? And why don't you talk to Mr. Shackman and ask him if he'll give you an opportunity to become a salesman? And I said, okay, I'll do that. And I went in, and after I cleaned my silver and did the work that I was supposed to do, I talked to Mr. Shackman, and sure enough, he said, if you want to be a salesman, he says, you come dressed like a salesman next time, and we'll see how you do. And so that's what I did. I became a salesman for Zales Jewelry Store. And that's kind of how it's been for my whole life. I've always, you know, wanted to work, and I've always tried to be the best employee I could be. And I think God blesses you when you do that. When you put your best foot forward and you try to help others. But my mother taught me that the main thing was do what you're hired to do. You know, do the best you can at that. Go ahead and talk to the people that, and tell them what the desires of your heart are, and then let God take over.
That's great, Steve. That's encouraging. That's awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, time always flies here on Marketplace Saturday, and I want to jump over to where you're at now and kind of talk for a moment how you got started. I know that you touched briefly on it a while ago, and how long have you guys been doing the transportation business with car dealerships?
Well, we started doing this over 13 years ago. And I was one of the big I had probably about 200 people that worked for an auto auction through my personnel company. And they came to me one day and they said, well, we need to start a transportation company. And we're wondering if you'd be interested in doing that for us. And I thought, well, I don't have any idea what that entails. And after finding out, it was quite a job. I had to go buy a bunch of minivans and 15-passenger vans. We'd go out to the different dealerships. If they had 10 cars at a dealership to come into the auction, we'd send 10 drivers out in a van, and they'd pick up the cars and drive them in to the dealership, to the auction. And then if the dealer bought a bunch of cars, we'd take them back. And that's what we would do. We did that. And when I sold the personnel company, Gina and I decided to go ahead and keep the transportation business going. And basically, that's what we've been doing. We've been doing the transportation business for about 13 years, a little over 13 years now. And it's been a real blessing. We've had some great people work for us. You know, the insurance is expensive, but we've been real blessed in the business. It's allowed us to to do things that we never thought we'd be able to do. You know, I've got great people that work for me that help us in that business, that gives me the opportunity to, you know, take a vacation here and there. You and I have gone and played golf and had experiences down in San Antonio and in the Austin area. One of the funny things is one day when you and I went to play golf, I'd never had this experience before. We went to a really nice golf course. It was you, I, Gina, and Ruth. And at the end of nine holes, you pull up to the clubhouse and you go, "Hey, let's go get some lunch." And I'm thinking, sure, we'll go in and grab a hamburger and start on the back nine. And you said, "No, let's go get some lunch." And so you went in, you told us, "Hey, we're going to leave these carts here. We're going to leave our clubs on these carts. We're going to go get some lunch and we'll be back in an hour or so and we'll start up again." And we actually left our golf clubs, left our carts, left everything there, and went and had lunch and then came back. I can tell you, Rick, that's the first time that's ever been done. I've never even heard of that before. But with Rick Gentry, there's no telling what's going to happen. And it's always been a fun experience to run around with you and Rick. You guys have got great kids, a great home. You know, we really enjoy coming to Austin to visit with you and to be with you. We've been blessed with some really good kids also. I've got a daughter who's a first grade teacher here in Rockwall. I've got a son that got married this past year. He's a CPA for Ernst & Young, and he is going to be going to law school at the University of Virginia. So him and his wife are going to be moving to Virginia to go to law school. And we just never know what the Lord has planned for us, but I never knew that I would ever have a lawyer and a CPA as a son. And I think when you're in business, boy, will that come in handy.
Right, right. Well, Steve, I have to give you some credit as well because you've been the golfer that I've always wanted to be for so many years. And just like when you sold cars, you're always yourself on the golf course. You hit a great shot and you just never change. You just keep on swinging and you've got a great golf swing. But the main thing is just the memories that we've had over the years just with you guys coming to see us when we were in New Mexico and then, of course, in Texas. But just some great things with your wife, Gina, and Ruth. They'll tell us that behind every good man is a great woman. And we say we agree for sure. But, Steve, we've got about maybe 5 or 6 minutes left, and we're going to have you back because, obviously, we could get into a lot more stories and business. But what is the you're working with a lot of employees there in your transportation business, and what are some of the ways that you've combated working with that many employees? Because I know our listeners would want to know maybe how you've dealt with certain employees, or maybe just an overall point of view, please, if you would.
Well, you know, yes, I've worked with a lot of employees over the years with the personnel business. I had upwards of close to 500 employees at one time. In the business I'm currently in, I've had many employees. I currently have probably about 60 that work with me. You know, they're all individuals. They all have their own problems, their own situations, their own medical issues, their own family issues. You've got to handle each person individually. You know, you can't look at them all as a group. I've had some great people that have been with me over the years, and they are such a blessing to our company. And if you put them first, I try to put them first in everything. When they call me, I always answer the phone. If they have a need, if it's something I can do to help them, I always make sure that I can. You know, there's certain things that you can and can't do as an employer. You know, so we have to be careful in that. And being in from a background of employment issues, you know, I'm careful with that. But you don't have to be a robot when you're dealing with people. You know, you can be an individual. You can help them. You can talk to them. You can be there during their time of need. You know, I just appreciate all the folks that have worked with us. But I think the key thing is just to remember they're an individual. They have individual needs, and to handle each one of them separately.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, Steve, you guys definitely, I know that when I wasn't coaching and for my summer job, I came out there and worked at the auction. I mean, that is I think it's one of the largest auctions in America. Is that correct?
Well, it's a pretty good size auction. We're a big employer there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
And how many cars would you say go through there a week or a month?
You know, it really varies. I would say the number of cars in that go through that auction is anywhere from probably 2,000 cars a sale. They'll have a couple of sales a week. 2,000 cars a sale up to probably 3,500.
Wow, that is impressive. And Steve, how many vans do you have right now?
Currently, we are at, I believe, 7 vans.
Hmm. Well, Steve, listen, I want to say thank you so much for being on the program. I'm going to ask you to pray here in a moment for businessmen and businesswomen. And I know that, you know, there's so many business people that are just starting a business and need some counsel. And so I think you've given us some excellent tips today, you know, just to help us. So if you don't mind just praying for us, and thank you, Steve Engel from Rockwall, Texas, for being on BPNRadio.com Marketplace Saturday. Thank you for listening. And Steve, if you'll pray us out, we'll see you next time.
Well, dear Lord, we just thank you right now for this outreach of BPN Radio. We thank you for all the listeners and all the folks that call in. Dear Lord, we thank you for Rick and Ruth and Pastor Dale and Sister Jean. We thank you for the many blessings they've been to those around them. Dear Lord, we thank you for the opportunities that you've given us. And I pray direction for for the people that are wanting to go into business, for the people that are in business, to always put you first. Go to you first. Meet you there in the morning and pray and ask blessing upon their business and upon their family. Thanks for all you do for us daily, Lord. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Steve. And I thanks again to everybody for listening. This is Rick Gentry with BPN Radio. .com Marketplace Saturday. If you'd like to host a show or if you just want to promote your business, we'd love to hear from you. Please give me a call at 214-918-8707. Good day.
You've been listening to another special edition of Marketplace Saturday, being heard throughout the day here on BPNRadio.com. Keep listening for another special show here on Marketplace Saturday with your host, Rick Gentry. This is Allison Kieber with Marketplace Saturday and your success tip. Today's success tip comes from Richard Branson, the founder of Virgin Group. And as many of us know, he's a very successful businessman and an icon in entrepreneurship. Here's Sir Richard Branson's top 10 tips for success. Number one, follow your dreams and just do it. Number two, make a positive difference and do something good. Number three, believe in your ideas and be the best. Number four, have fun and make sure to look after your team. Number five, don't give up. Number six, make lots of lists and keep setting yourself up for new challenges. Number seven, spend time with your family and learn to delegate. Number eight, try turning off the TV and get out there and do some things. Number 9. When people say bad things about you, just prove them wrong. And number 10. Do what you love and have a sofa in the kitchen. This is Allison Kieber for Marketplace Saturday and your success tip.